This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
The second season of The Bachelor was a huge hit last year. The gorgeous Tim found love with the gorgeous Anna on the show. This year, another hunk is on The Bachelor. The gorgeous Blake now has been getting all the ladies in a lather on The Bachelor with his deep, sexy tones. And one lady that sadly didn't get a rose last night, Stacey Rose, welcome to Joy.
Thank you.
Now,
so great to be here.
What a great experience, first of all, because Blake must have been an idiot to knock you back, because you are absolutely gorgeous this morning. You've rocked up here, hair, makeup, perfection. You're looking amazing in this lovely check shirt.
This is how I just rock up every morning, you know, on the farm.
As you, because I mean, you grew up on the farm, is that right?
Yeah, I am a country girl, definitely. I've got a couple of horses. Just love the country life, just the simple life.
So when did you move to the Big Smoke?
Well, I haven't.
Oh, you're still in the country?
Yeah, I'm still out there. So
still rocking the country.
Yeah, I've come in especially for a few interviews this morning.
Because I was reading your bio, and when you were younger, you went through a lot.
Mm.
Can you explain to listeners what exactly you went through and how you turned your life around? Because that was quite an inspirational story.
Well, there is a hereditary illness that runs in my family, Huntington's disease, and it's a degenerative illness. And my father had Huntington's disease. My grandfather passed away at age 45 with the illness and passed it on to my dad. Also, two of my aunties passed away at age 45 as well. It usually affects you in your mid-30s, and normally lifespan's about 10, 15 years after that. But it's a very slow, painful illness, and seeing that around me and my family and going through caring for my father with Huntington's disease and being at risk myself was a really stressful thing. You know, it was a time where, you know, every time you tripped over or you dropped something, you'd start to think, am I showing symptoms now? Or when I was, you know, feeding my dad and helping him, caring for him, I'd be like, is this going to be me one day? You know, but I have really turned my life around, absolutely. My dad was also my inspiration for me to find fitness, a passion for fitness, and I'm a personal trainer now. It's something that makes me feel really good about myself. And yeah, I've gone through times where I've been really stressed and I've been through depression, and you know, I guess being at risk really impacted on that as well. But yeah, through finding this passion for fitness and getting in and moving about, I've really turned my life around. I do what I love now.
What are some of the symptoms, and how do you, I guess, can you prevent this happening?
No, so you can't prevent it. You get the gene or you don't. There's a 50% chance if it runs in your family. You either get the gene from, you know, your affected parent or not. And symptoms, I guess a lot of my friends, when my dad started getting sick, a lot of my friends just thought that my dad maybe was drunk. They were the first symptoms, like a bit clumsy, and you know, it affects the central nervous system. So in all ways, it's not just emotional or cognitively, it's also physically as well. So often they'll have almost like Parkinson's disease, like the involuntary movements, which is burning calories all day. You know,
my mum has that as
well. So they're the symptoms of it, and there's no cure for Huntington's disease as yet.
And part of your turning your life around, you're doing your personal training, you decided to audition for The Bachelor.
Yes.
Now, I guess, first of all, why did you audition and what was the process like?
Okay, well, the reason why I auditioned is there's so many numerous reasons, really. I guess I'm a believer in everything happens for a reason at the right time of your life, and it was great timing for me. And I was sitting on the farm one day and I am 33. I'm 34 this year, and my Prince Charming hasn't arrived on the white stallion coming down the driveway yet. So I was sitting there and I saw that they were advertising for people to audition for The Bachelor, and I thought, well, hey, I saw that ad last year, and I'm still single this year, so maybe I'll give this a go. But also, knowing where I came from, it's a big thing for me to face my fears, and it's actually not something I'm afraid of anymore, is the cameras. When I was going through depression and stress with my dad, I actually was quite overweight, and I used to hide from cameras. If somebody brought the camera out at somebody's birthday party, I was gone. I was under the table. And if they did manage to get a photo, I would delete that. I would make sure I got my hands on that camera, and I would delete that photo. But now, you know, being on TV, it doesn't worry me. It's not about the cameras. And I just thought, I'll get out there and give it a go, and maybe I find, you know, the right person for me.
Stick around, Stacey Louise. We're going to talk more about The Bachelor next. And one lady who is definitely sexy, and she has been since 1987, since she released The Locomotion. Do you know who I'm talking about?
I do.
She is amazing. I interviewed her a couple of weeks ago for Joy, and she's a great lady. This is Kylie Minogue, Sexy Love. You're on Joy. Oh, Kylie Minogue, from her new album, which is in stores now, Kiss Me Once, that is Sexy Love on Joy. My special guest this morning is the Bachelorette, who sadly didn't get a rose last night, Stacey Louise. The show looks amazing on screen. The house you guys are living in looks amazing. What was it like sharing? Did you guys share rooms in the house? Take us through, I guess, the shooting process. What was it like?
Okay, well, firstly, the mansion is amazing. It really is, like, out of this world. You really do feel it is a little bit like a fairy tale when you arrive. All of the girls were sharing. Yeah, we're in. We had three main big rooms, so we're all on the one floor, and all of our, you know, beds in separate rooms, and we were sharing bathrooms as well.
What was that like?
Yeah, look, it was really fun. There were times where, you know, there were, you know, little moments where we needed to steal the bath off each other, but we became almost like sisters too. You know, like people were like, look, I don't mind if you come in while I'm having a bath. You can come in and use the shower, do that. It's like, okay. But yeah, it was lots of fun actually.
Now this week, there was, the claws were out. There was a major cat fight on Wednesday night, and I call her Miss Audrey Hepburn, Lorena, and that crazy dog handler, Anisha. That was absolutely nuts, those two. And then Sam and Amber got involved as well. What's your take on Lorena? She's a bit mysterious. I don't trust her, to be honest with you. I just think she's a bit calculating.
Look, everybody's so different. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, you definitely see the highlights on the show of the night. I guess being there myself, yeah, it was happening around me, and I was kind of like, is this really happening? It felt quite surreal. I thought for a minute, hang on, this is like I'm in a TV show. Oh, hang on, I am.
You are, darling.
No, it's definitely some crazy moments. Look, all of the girls, honestly, I think they're all great girls, but yeah, all very, very different.
Look, as Holly last night got a phone call, and she left the competition to pursue her netball, which is, I think, great for her, because that took a lot of guts.
Absolutely. I mean, I, especially myself, I understand, being in the fitness industry, how big of an opportunity that is for her. Sports is obviously something she's so passionate about. Yeah, it would have been hard for her to leave because it's such a fun place to be, and she was having a lot of fun with all the girls, getting to know Blake, and you know, so one side of it was difficult, but good on her and congratulations. I was really happy for her to get that opportunity.
Let's get down to it. What is Blake really like? I mean, he is absolutely gorgeous. If he came in here right now, honestly, I would probably need a stiff vodka or something to sort of calm my nerves. He seems almost too perfect.
Oh, look, I mean, there's no doubt about it. You can see on the surface, he's very good looking. And I was lucky to get up close and personal with him too in my first group date, the lingerie shoot of renting out our wedding night. So, you know, definitely he has the goods there. And I guess it's just a matter of getting to know him as a person as time goes on.
Out of the girls left, who do you think Blake would choose and who do you think is more suited to Blake?
You know, I really like Louise a lot for Blake. I think she is such a genuine...
That was last night. Was it last...
Louise, I don't know if we've seen too much of Louise. I've seen her a bit on screen.
Okay.
She's a blonde girl that wears lots of red lipstick. And we do have a bit of a nickname for her.
Right.
The Stepford...
Wife.
Stepford wife. She's very wifey material, I guess, in that sense. But... I shared a room with her, so she was one of my bunk mates.
Yeah.
And so I had a good opportunity to get to know her quite well. And I know that she's really genuine about finding love and she's just a lovely girl.
Well, keep watching The Bachelor. It airs Wednesdays and Thursdays, 7:30 on Network 10. All those lovely ladies vying for the gorgeous Blake. Now, they should do a gay Bachelor, just saying. maybe on like a secondary channel, perhaps, if anyone's listening from Channel 10. Anyway, say to Louise, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
It's been great to meet you and best of luck for the fitness stuff.
Thank you.
Where can people get you online?
StacyLouise.com.au.
There you go.
Yes, and you can book your personal training sessions and we'll, get you nice and ripped.
Thanks, Stacey Louise.
Thank you.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.